Good morning. My name is Bernadette Dondo. I'm a counselor, advocate, and the facilitator of women's group at Nellis. And we have joined the Shelter Safe Sanctuary campaign, and we have been actively involved. And I'm not going to say something until I introduce my colleague, Cecilia Paul, who is over there. And for me, as an immigrant woman, I came to Canada because of the Canadian Human Rights Code that is known worldwide. And I'm appalled beyond words to realize that Canada is saying one thing, is known as one country outside there, and I come into Canada, and Canada is violating the same human rights that is published worldwide, and for which Canada is very, very well known. So I'm going to quote something from the Declaration of the Elimination of Violence Against All Women General Assembly. It recognized the urgent need for the universal application to women of the rights and principles with regard to equality, security, liberty, integrity, and dignity of all human beings as enshrined in the following international instruments of Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Women are humans. And if all these declarations, international declarations, apply to human rights, it should apply to women too. And the first declaration is the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The second one is in the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. The third is the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. And the last convention is the Convention Against Torture, Other Cruel and Inhumane Acts, or Degrading Treatment and Punishment. And I assert again that women are humans too. I also believe that if you look at the gathering today, the women who are here are not representative of the half of the population, but 3/4 of the population. Why is 3/4 of the population's right being degraded and being ignored? And for that reason, we are joining the Safe Shelter Sanctuary campaign to assert that shelters were created, as has been stated by my colleagues, as a safe environment for women to heal from the violence they experience out in the patriarchal society. And we are going to state that there is a comprehensive, there's a need for a clear and comprehensive statement of the actions to be applied by all levels of governments in Canada, be it federal. Harper is dancing a tune. He's saying one thing and he's not walking the talk. Harper and his minister need to walk the talk as we are walking the talk this morning. The provincial government and the municipal governments have to apply clear statements or to ensure the elimination of all forms of violence against women. And all these jurisdictions have to condemn the violence against women and should not invoke any custom, tradition, or religious consideration to avoid the obligation with respect to its elimination. Women who are subjected to violence should be provided with access to the mechanisms of justice. Canada has a justice system that does not accord the same legal right to non-status women. A non-status woman who is abused by their partner and who goes to the court and has a restraining order is not accorded the same legal right. The probation officer has excuses of this is a cultural thing. Other Canadians are given the right to enforce the restraining order against the abusive partners. Why is it not being applied to non-status women who are being abused by their partners? So these are the arms of the government who we need to hold accountable to be as responsive to abused women as they are to all of us here. Women who are subjected to violence should be accorded the access to mechanisms of justice, be it legal, political, administrative, or cultural, that ensures the protection of women against any form of violence. Failure to stringently follow through will result in revictimization of women, has resulted, in the revictimization of women. And any government that does not enforce women's rights is no different from the abuser, because they are colluding with the abuser. And I dare give an example of a case that we have at hand. A woman who came to Canada, applied for refugee status. And when any person comes to Canada and applies for refugee status, they are given the opportunity and are called persons in need of protection. And based on that right as a person in need of protection, a woman applied, was granted that quasi-status, was abused by her partner, who made her leave their residence. The notice from Immigration and Refugee Board came, was thrown out by the abuser, who then called immigration. And guess who is given more opportunity to talk? The abuser. Immigration is going after this woman before even according her the right to be heard at the Immigration and Refugee Board, when she was already granted the right to be a person in need of protection. When she is deported, will Canada have lived to the saying that we are a country that accords persons in need of protection their right to be heard and to be given the opportunity to live in this country? That's all that I have to say for now. But as a shelter worker, we do not support the raid by Canada Border Services because it removes women from a place that is created as a safe sanctuary. And we are inviting all community members to work with us to ensure that women and their children are accorded this right. Thank you.